So it's a little bit of a shock to me as well that I'm still here. I used to think that the most common questions a pregnant woman is asked are the following. What's your due date? And what's the gender of your child? But I'm changing my mind because as the days miserably creep by and I find myself sleeping less and less, the question I usually hear now is, how much longer? But here's the hardest part. Unlike being able to tell you what the doctor has determined as a due date, and unlike being able to explain that we're choosing to be surprised about the gender, while the third question comes along, inevitably, how much longer, I just don't have an answer. Your guess is as good as mine. And what I'm realizing is that being pregnant and waiting for a baby to arrive is one of the greatest tests of patience of all time. Because that's just it. I have to wait and let nature take its course. Which means even in my final month and weeks and days, I'm learning that one of the most important life lessons is how to cultivate an art of waiting. And luckily, I think I'm in good company because, as you know, Jews, we're just not good at being patient. Maybe you've heard the following. Thomas, Bill, and Abe are about to be executed. And they're asked, what would they like to have as their last meal? Thomas asks for pizza, eats his pizza, and is executed. Bill asks for filet mignon, he's served filet mignon, he's promptly executed. But Abe requests a plate of strawberries. And the executioner says, strawberries? Yes, replies Abe, strawberries. But they're out of season. So new. I'll wait. The joke reminds us that we are great at stalling. Stalling, we do perfectly well. But patience is another story. And while I give the example of waiting to meet our third child, I can safely assume that each and every one of us is waiting for something. Something that we can't necessarily predict. News that can't be rushed. Moments that we wish would just hurry up so at least we would know the outcome. Whether or not it's waiting to know when we'll find out who our Bashert is. Or perhaps it's waiting to find out if we received that second interview. Or even wondering the results of a doctor's test. Waiting can be the hardest state of existence in which we find ourselves. Because surely knowing the outcome, even if the outcome is a terribly difficult one to face, it certainly seems easier than just not knowing. In Hebrew, the word for patience is sablanut. But there's another Hebrew word that shares the root of sablanut. Sivlot, burdens. As we attempt to be patient, we sit with burden on our shoulder. So much burden that the waiting seems unbearable. So what do? How does our tradition help ease the pain of just not knowing? And the Talmud gives us a convoluted but poetic answer. Masechet Brachot says the following. Anyone who tries to push off the moment will be pushed off by the moment. And anyone who is pushed off because of the moment will be pushed off by him. Meaning, if we are so wrapped up in the not knowing of what will happen next, the moment that we're meant to experience, the moment in the here and now, it's gone forever. Now nothing but a fleeting memory. We allow ourselves to drown in the what-ifs, the why not nows, and those unanswerable questions fog our ability to see what might have been right before us. In other words, when we concentrate so much on the waiting, we lose out on the living. Rabbi Michael Copeland, Hillel director at Stanford University, gave me an interesting perspective on Adam's original sin in the Garden of Eden. She explains that the original sin has nothing to do with eating the forbidden fruit, but rather, she explains that after the eating of the fruit, God calls out, "Ayeka, where are you?" And she elucidates that it's here. It's right then when God asks that question that Adam could have been present, honest, and open with God. But he's too wrapped up in his own worries, in his own nerves and hesitation. And instead of responding with Hineni, "I'm here, I'm in the moment," Adam says, "I heard you in the garden and was afraid, and so I hid." Rabbi Copeland's words explains that each one of us is like Adam. Each one of us wavers between the worlds of Ayeka, wondering where we are and where we are going, and Hineni, attempting to be present in the moment, present with ourselves, present with each other, and present with God. The greatest challenge that we can face in life is being able to embrace those Hineni moments, looking at the world around us, appreciating beauty, wonder, blessing, and love, when it seems much easier to hide our heads, exist in solitude, and let impatience override the majesty of this universe. Our own perspective must change. Life cannot be wallowing in our inability to be patient. Life must be about cultivating an ability to be present and see God's silver lining during the hardest or longest of moments. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov asks us to lift our self-inflicted veils. He says, just as your hand, your little hand, held before the eye can hide the tallest mountain, so can this small earthly life keep us from seeing the vast radiance that fills the core of this universe. If I let my waiting for this pregnancy consume my life, then I would have missed out on some very simple and poignant moments. I would have missed out on my daughter turning 4 and watching her transition from a toddler into a very special, precocious little girl. I would have missed out on my 2-year-old son really being able to speak and communicate and express his love through giggles and hugs and cuddles. I would have missed out on the birth of my nephew and the sheer enjoyment that comes with watching a sibling become a parent for the first time. I would have missed out on Shabbat afternoons with my husband and parents, with my family and friends, connecting and learning and loving together. And I would have missed out on this, growing with a congregation that I care so deeply about. And so yes, I'm still pregnant, which means I'm still waiting. But we're all waiting. Waiting doesn't mean, and it doesn't have to mean, missing out on what life has to offer. Waiting gives us a chance to embrace what's right before us. So right here, right now, pregnant and all, we get to experience this moment together. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. Shabbat Shalom.